Kellogg's Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Fail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Fail!
Not many miles north of Lost Forest is the Big Lee River, a fast-running, treacherous river full of jutting boulders, rapids, and whirlpools. A mile east of the Big Lee are Twin Lakes, as silent as the Big Lee is noisy, as calm as the Big Lee is furious. White Eagle Lake and its twin, Old Willow. Early that morning, two men paddled down the river, hiked to the first lake. Now, sometime later, they stand on a rise in the ground, not far from the shoreline. At their feet, a plunger box, ready to set off a blast of dynamite.
Okay, Les?
Sure, Kip. I'm ready when you are.
Those copper wires screwed down tight?
You talk like I don't know my stuff when it comes to blowing up a lake.
I don't want anything to go wrong. I want to make certain there's not a live fish left in that lake.
As soon as the water settles after the blast, they'll be floating all over the place, thousands of them dead from shock.
That ought to discourage Charlie Starr, huh?
It'd discourage me if I spent the years Charlie has working on that fish experiment.
Okay, then, let's push down the plunger. Blow White Eagle Lake sky high.
Here she goes.
And so we begin another exciting adventure with Mark Trail.
And say, if you'd like to hit the adventure trail yourself, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, don't expect just one bowl of Pep to make you a tower of strength. Not even Pep can work wonders overnight. But Pep, with milk and sugar, day after day, can provide a powerhouse of food elements to help you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. So you'll feel fit for fun when you want to hit the adventure trail. And mark this. Marvelous malty-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. Plus a swell prize that I'll tell you all about before the show's over. That's why we say that P-E-P also means prize in every package. Remember that. And this, too. If you want to feel fit for fun when you hit the adventure trail, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep!
It is evening in Lost Forest, the animal sanctuary run by Cherry's father, Professor Davis. Normally, there is a bustle of life in the lodge at this time of the day, but now the lodge is almost completely silent. Mark Trail, dressed in a plaid shirt and corduroy trousers, sits before the fire, reading a letter to his young friend Scotty, who still wears his dungarees. No one else is present, and there's a good reason. Professor Davis has gone to Washington to attend a conservation meeting, and Cherry went along with him.
That letter sounds like Cherry and her dad are having a whale of a good time. What else does Professor Davis say?
He wants us to hike over and see Charlie Starr up at his Twin Lakes.
At his fish hatchery?
Uh-huh.
Wonder why Charlie didn't go to Washington.
Oh, you know, you can't get him away from those lakes of his. Except to eat, and half the time he forgets that.
Yeah, you're right.
Listen, I do wish you and Scotty would hike up to see Charlie and then write in the airmail how his work is going. The matter of his request for another government allowance is coming up for discussion in a few days.
Gee, you mean the government gives him money to work on his experiment?
Of course. How about it? You feel like a hike?
Sure, Mark. It'll be fun seeing Charlie again.
Okay, we'll take the trail up by Big Lee, take a look at White Eagle Lake, cut over to Old Willow Lake, then circle around to Charlie's hatchery.
Swell. Let's start first thing in the morning. Does all this timberland belong to Charlie, Mark?
Nearly 5,000 acres.
Golly. Hey, look, that must be White Eagle Lake through those trees there.
That's it, Scotty.
Mark, what's Charlie trying to prove by his experiment?
Well, he's developing a breeding method for game fish, Scotty. A scientific way to grow pike and muskellunge, almost twice as big as they usually do in the rivers around here.
Boy, that'll make a lot of fishermen happy.
Right. Be a boon to the government fish hatcheries, too. Hey, Scotty.
What?
Look at the water.
Golly, it's covered with dead fish.
Hundreds of them. Floating belly up.
They're lying up here on the shore, too. Mark, what happened?
I don't know. But somebody's done a pretty good job of ruining Charlie's experiment in this lake.
But why?
That's what we're going to find out. Come on. We've got a report to make to Charlie.
Mark, there's old Willow Lake just ahead.
Too bad we don't have a boat.
Is Charlie's hatchery on the other side of the lake?
Yep, about 3 miles.
Mark, there's a boat.
At where?
One of those rubber boats pulled up on the shore. See, under those trees.
Well, come on.
Maybe it's Charlie's.
Could be, Scotty.
Gee, I wouldn't mind sitting in that boat and rowing across. This knapsack's beginning to bite into my shoulders.
My knapsack isn't exactly tickling me either. Hey, Scotty, look. Coming along the shore there.
Well, that's not Charlie.
Hello there. Say, if you're going across, we'd appreciate a lift.
Who are you?
My name's Trail, Mark Trail. This is my friend, Scotty.
What are you doing here? This is posted land.
Well, sure it is, but I might ask you the same thing.
The answer to that is mind your own business. Go on, get out of here.
Mark.
Well, now, if you've got authority from Charlie Starr to order people off his property...
You heard me the first time. Get moving.
I'll move when I please, mister, and not before.
You move now or else...
Mark, he's got a gun.
So that's the way you operate. Drop it, stranger! All right, now you do the explaining.
I'm not explaining anything except this. You watch your step, Mark Trail.
What?
You'll pay for this. Wait and see.
Mark, look, he left his boat.
Yes, Scotty. And look what's inside.
Dynamite.
A dozen sticks of it.
Golly, you don't suppose...
Now we know what happened to those fish in White Eagle Lake. They died of shock from dynamite blasts.
Then he was going to blow up this lake, too.
Not now he won't. Not with this dynamite. We'll get rid of it, Scotty. I have a feeling we'll be meeting up with that stranger again mighty soon.
What's the matter, Charlie? Don't you want to do business with me?
Why, it's not that, Kip. After all, we were partners for years, but now I work. This experiment of mine is all I have.
But with the bad luck you're having, all those fish in White Eagle Lake dead, and now you're working old Willow Lake ruined?
I just can't believe it. Why would anybody want to do that to me?
That's what I mean, Charlie. It's happened twice now. It'll happen again. You don't think the government's going to keep on giving you money, do you, after this?
I don't know. I don't know how I'll explain it to the government either.
You won't have to if you let me buy this acreage. I've wanted it for a long time. You know that.
Yes, Kip, yes, I know it. But I can't. Not now. I've got to go on. I can't give up now.
Charlie.
Who's that?
Why, Mark Trail. Glad to see you.
Hello, Charlie. You remember Scotty.
Sure I do.
Hello, Charlie.
And this is Kip Withers, Mark, my former partner.
So this is Mark Trail. Glad to meet you.
Hello.
Hiya, Scotty.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Withers.
What's the matter, Charlie? You look worried.
Well, I am, Mark, and good reason.
Charlie's been having tough luck. Somebody set off dynamite in White Eagle Lake a few days ago. Killed most of those fish Charlie was experimenting with.
Terrible thing, Mark.
Now I have to come along and bring him more bad news about old Willow Lake a few miles west of here.
Somebody's done the same thing there, Mark. I can't understand it. My whole experiment ruined. I'll have to start all over again.
But Charlie, Mark, and I...
That's too bad, Charlie. You put years into this work.
Sure he has. That's what I was telling him. I'd just give up myself. Well, I guess I'll be running along, Charlie. Sorry about old Willow.
Well, thanks, Kip. And thanks for coming by and telling me.
Glad to have met you, Trail. So long, Scotty.
So long, Mr. Withers.
We'll be seeing you.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you.
Well, Charlie, sorry to hear about White Eagle Lake, but Mr. Withers is mistaken about old Willow.
Huh? Mistaken?
Sure, Charlie. Mark and I were there a little while ago.
Fact is, we met a fellow with a boatload of dynamite. He brought it along. It's out there on the porch behind those flower pots.
Why, Mark, who was it?
Don't know, Charlie. Never saw him before.
He went scooting off, scared to death.
But why?
Why would anybody want to kill all the fish in my lakes? I'm at my wit's end. Mark, I know you'd do anything to protect our wildlife.
Well, Charlie, the more conservation-minded we Americans become, the longer we'll keep our country rich in natural resources.
I know. And that's my aim, too. Now, you've got to help me, Mark. You've got to find that fella, whoever he is.
I will, Charlie, but I'll need help. Now, what about your former partner, Kip Withers? Do you live around here?
Yes, up near Big Lee River at the north end of my land. He's got a cabin up there.
Good. I think Scotty and I will go calling on Mr. Withers right now.
Come in, Trail. Glad to see you.
Thanks, Withers.
Golly, this cabin sure looks nice, Mr. Withers.
Very comfortable inside, but outside is the Big Lee, the most murderous stream in the state.
Mark says it's too treacherous even to cross.
That's right. Well, I guess you two must have come close on my heels from Charlie.
Yeah, we did. I'd like to talk to you about the bad luck Charlie's been having.
Yes, too bad. Somebody sure got it in for him.
Yep.
Looks like he's got more company, Mr. Withers.
Come in, Les.
Kip, something went wrong, eh?
Mark, it's that fellow we saw on the lake.
What are they doing here?
Don't get excited, Les.
That's Mark Trail.
Maybe you'd like to introduce us to your friend, Mr. Withers. We didn't have that pleasure before.
Why, sure. This is Les Barrett.
Seems Barrett's pretty good at blowing up lakes. Especially those that belong to Charlie.
That's right, Trail.
That's what I came to tell you, Kip. I didn't.
You what?
I didn't get the chance.
You stupid fool.
This guy Trail came along and stole the boat with the dynamite in it.
I had a hunch you two were working together with us.
Don't see how you could have figured that out.
You told Charlie about a second explosion you thought had taken a place. Trying to puzzle me. That's why I come over here to talk to you.
Well, you know it all now, Trail. I'm no fool like Charlie. That's why I quit being his partner years ago. Those experiments he's conducting can make him a fortune. Unless he gives it to the government free.
Charlie's interested in doing something for the wildlife of this country with his...
And I'm interested in doing something for me. I'm going to get those experiments away from Charlie and cash in.
Some of us might stop you.
Not now, you won't. Stand back and reach, you and the kid.
I guess you walked into a pack of trouble, Trail.
Looking for evidence.
That's right, and there it is. Plunger box, roll a copper wire, and just about everything else you need to blow up a lake.
Yes, but I don't think you'll be using that evidence, Trail.
No?
Not where you're going. Let's tie him up. Use that packing rope. Put your arms down, Trail, behind you. The kid, too. Go ahead, Les.
What's your idea, Kip?
They're going to take a ride in a canoe down the Big Lee. And I don't think they'll be coming back. Take out those paddles, Les. The two of you. Get in that canoe.
Mark will be drowned.
Easy, says Scotty. Get in.
Smart guy, Trail, hey, Les?
He'll be smarter if he gets out of this.
If he does. Trail, you know what's going to happen to you and the kid, don't you? You know that river, how murderous it is?
He knows well enough.
Look at those rapids. Round the bend down there are more of them, five times as treacherous. That canoe will be crushed for splinters, and you with it. Shove him off, Les.
Bon voyage.
Goodbye, Mark Trail. This is the last I'll be seeing of you.
In a light canoe, their hands tied tightly behind them, Mark and Scotty move closer and closer to the murderous rapids of Big Lee. In a moment, we'll continue our story, so stand by. Murderous rapids of a river from which no man returns.
Will Mark and Scotty be able to stand the strain? And how about you? In the last few minutes of your next basketball game, suppose you have the ball near the enemy basket. You crouch, take aim, and shoot. Ooh, almost tied the score. But suppose you made Kellogg's Pep a main part of your breakfast every single day. Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes. Ready to eat. Fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. Hey, you jump and grab the ball from the backboard. Shoot. Tie score! Time to call on some of the strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves that Pep's powerhouse of food elements has been helping you build up so you'll feel fit for fun. Wait. The ref calls a foul against your opponent. With only seconds to go, you step to the foul line for one free throw. 38-37, you win! Ah, it really pays to enjoy a daily dish of pep. Pays to feel fit for fun. Yes, sir. And don't forget that PEP also stands for prize in every package. A dandy prize I'll tell you all about before the show's over. Meantime, remember, you can have your fun and eat it, too, with Kellogg's Pep.
Kip Withers and Les Barrett have dynamited White Eagle Lake, one of the lakes in which Charlie Starr is carrying out his government-sponsored fish breeding experiments. To get evidence of this, Mark Trail and Scotty went to Kip's cabin on the Big Lee, a river of murderous rapids. There, at gunpoint, Kip and Les forced Mark and Scotty into a canoe and shoved it off into the river down toward the rapids from which no man returns.
Lie down as flat as you can, Scotty.
I can't hold on, Mark, with my hands tied.
Press your knees against the sides. Brace yourself with your legs.
But this canoe can't ride these rapids.
Hold on, Scotty. Rocks ahead. We get past them.
Golly, Mark, we made it.
Don't get up, Scotty. Stay down. Gotta keep her bow first. Otherwise, she'll go over. Then we will be goners.
Swinging around the bend down there, Kip.
That canoe won't stay afloat long in that water.
Yeah, but suppose it does. Suppose
they... They won't. They're headed straight for Impassable Canyon. Beyond that, there's no turning back. Come on. We're headed for Charlie's. We've got a job to finish.
You mean Charlie?
Yeah, unless he comes round, I mean Charlie.
Look back, Scotty. Can you see the cabin?
Not now, Mark. We're around the bend.
Good. We've made it this far, Scotty. We'll make it the rest of the way, too.
But how, Mark?
The river widens just ahead. It's pretty still. Now, I want you to do as I say. Sit up, then turn around and lean against me.
But what for, Mark?
I've got a box of waterproof matches in my jacket pocket. Fish them out.
You mean burn the rope in two?
Right. You'll be working behind your back with the matches, but all you have to do is strike them. I can see over my shoulder just enough to do the trick.
But you'll burn yourself.
Not if I'm careful. Hurry, Scotty. We haven't much time. Not far down there is Impassable Canyon. Strike another one, Scotty.
All right.
The water's getting rough again. We don't make it by the time we reach those rapids.
There's a bridge way down there, Mark.
I know, Scotty. Hurry.
The match is lit, Mark.
Hold as still as you can.
Yeah.
Rope around my hands. It's already smoldering. If I can get it weak enough...
Mark, your rope's coming loose.
Yep. I think I can break these ropes now. There.
Golly, Mark, you're the bravest guy I know. That match was burning you when you...
Oh, never mind about that now, Scotty. Let me untie you. There. There you are. That feel better?
Oh, boy, I'll say.
All right now, Scotty. Listen carefully. There's not a second to lose. We're nearly to that bridge. We're going fast.
I'm listening.
Now, I've got these ropes tied together. Yours and mine. I'm lashing one end to the stern here. There you are. And the other end, I'm tying around one of my ankles. Now, there's a strong girder underneath that bridge. An underpinning brace. You see it?
Oh, I see it.
If I can make it to that girder...
You're going to jump for it?
It's the only way to stop this canoe. Now listen, as soon as I jump, hold on for your life. I'm going to stand up, Scotty. Steadier.
Be careful, Mark.
If I make it, I'll be dangling in midair. And this rope around my ankle will snap taut. And the stern of the canoe will go up several feet out of water. You understand?
Yes, but here comes the bridge.
Hold tight, Scotty.
Up I go. You made it, Mark.
All right, Scotty?
Sure, except the bow of this canoe is nearly underwater.
If it tips over, hang on. Going hand over hand along this girder to the bank. I pull you and the canoe with me to dry land.
Are you all right, Scotty?
Sure, Mark. A little wet. Boy, was I holding my breath when you dropped from that girder to the shore here.
I want you to go to Charlie's hatchery as fast as you can and stay there.
All right, Mark.
I'll join you a little later. Right now, I've got some investigating to do alone.
Kip, I don't understand you. I've told you before, and I tell you again. I don't want to sell my land to you or anybody.
You sure about that, Charlie?
Well, of course I'm sure. I'm not going to give up. Why are you so interested in having me give up my experiment anyway?
Why, I'm only thinking of you, Charlie.
I'm not so sure of that. I'm not so sure of you either, Kip.
What do you mean, Charlie?
I mean, you said there'd been a second explosion. You said a minute ago you came here alone. And yet I saw you on the road down there with another man.
Why, Charlie, you're not calling me a liar.
I am. And I'm going to ask you something else. Where is Mark Trail and Scotty? They went to see you. What have you done to them?
Charlie! Charlie!
Who's that?
Scotty! Scotty!
Charlie, Mark's over... Charlie, that's one of the men who's trying to ruin your experiment.
Shut up!
They tied us up, Charlie, and shoved us off in a canoe on Big Lee.
Chip, you double-crossing...
Get away from me!
Charlie!
Let him alone. Reach, both of you, and sit down on those chairs. Go on.
You'll pay for this, Kip.
Yeah, I don't think I will. Because dead men don't talk, and that includes Trail.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to tie you up to those chairs. I'm going to take your notebooks, Charlie. That'll tell me all I need to know about your experiments. And then I'm going to dynamite this hatchery with both of you in it. Les, come here.
Kip, what happened? I thought I saw that kid Scotty running there.
Trail's alive. He'll be here any minute.
I found the dynamite he stole from me. It was here on the porch.
Good. We can use that.
What are you planning to do?
Charlie and the kid are tied up. You go back to my cabin. Get that wire and the plunger box. I'll wait here for Trail.
Can you handle him alone?
I've got a gun, haven't I? You bring the things here. As soon as Trail shows up, we're going to finish this job once and for all.
You're crazy, Kip. You think you can get away with this?
When Mark Trail gets here...
I'm ready and waiting for him. When he opens that door, he'll find me behind it with this barrel pointing straight at him.
Maybe he's smarter than you think he is.
And maybe not. You don't have to worry, Charlie. Your work won't be wasted. It's all right here in these notebooks.
Those notebooks belong to the United States government.
Not anymore, they don't. Now, that's Trail right now. Didn't expect him that quick.
Mark, don't come in here!
Get back, Trail, and reach.
No, you don't even have to tip over the chair with me in it.
Hey!
Drop that gun, Kip.
Get back against the wall there.
Nice going, Scotty. That
was fast thinking, Scotty. Tipping yourself and that chair over in front of him. Here, I'll help you up.
The only thing I could think of
to do... I'm not through yet, Trail. Look behind you.
Drop that gun, Trail. Put up your hands. Get over there with the two of them.
Get the stuff, Les?
Yeah, it's outside.
Give me a knife.
What for?
I cut them loose. I don't want the sheriff to find a couple of tied up corpses in the wreckage. All that gun on them.
One of your moves, or shoot.
I'll set the charge while you hold them here. When I'm ready, I'll holler out to you. You lock the door and come running.
I get it. Then up she goes to kingdom come. And these three with it.
You ready, Kip?
In just a minute.
He's taking a long time, Les.
Just making sure nothing goes wrong.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's exactly what he's doing.
What do you mean?
I mean, Kip's crazy like a fox.
He's going to leave you in here with us.
Sure he is.
Me and Kip's partners in this.
What's that got to do with it? Why don't you try the door?
Why?
Because it's locked, that's why. Kip locked it behind him when he went out.
You're crazy. This lock.
He's going to kill you, too.
Oh, no, he's not. Kip, what's taking so long?
Don't worry about it, Les.
Look out the window. He's behind that boulder out there.
Unlock this door. Let me out of here.
Got through, Les. You're going to die with him.
You double cross.
You shot wild, Les. But this dynamite's got perfect aim. Here goes the plunger. Down.
Kip Withers pushes down the handle of the dynamite plunger box to blow the hatchery house to smithereens. In a moment, we'll find out what happens next. So keep listening.
Well, here they are. All the details on that prize you'll find in every box of Kellogg's Pep. It's a bright-colored plastic statuette, and there are 18 different kinds. Cowboys, Indians, football, baseball, and basketball players. Even animals. Say, why don't you collect them? Trade them. Try and get all 18. They're fun. Each statuette has its own pedestal, so you can move them around in games. Give them a ride in toy trains and boats. Stand them in toy villages. And you don't have to spend a penny extra, mail a box top, or wait a single day. Just open your box of Kellogg's Pep, and there, right inside its own cellophane envelope, will be your brightly colored statuette. Fun to find? You bet. But even more fun to play with. And you'll have still more fun eating every crisp, toasted flake of marvelous, multi-flavored Pep. So when Mother goes to market, tell her to pick the package with P.E.P. on the front. P.E.P. for prize in every package. P.E.P. for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Inside Charlie Starr's hatchery house, a group of men wait for the deafening explosion which will blow them all to kingdom come. All are tense to the point of bursting except Mark Trail, who calmly watches Kip Withers through the open window as he pushes down the handle of the dynamite plunger box. And then...
Mark, it didn't go off.
What happened?
Well, lucky something went wrong.
Look, Kip's making a break for it. He jumped out from behind the boulder and he's running away.
I'm going to kill that rat.
No, 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 don't shoot.
How's that for aim?
You got him.
He's down.
Now, I'll take that gun, Les. Kip's through and so are you now.
Okay. I know what I'm licking.
Mark, what happened? Why didn't the dynamite go off?
After I left you at Big Lee, I went back to Kip's cabin and disconnected the wiring inside the plunger box.
Thank goodness you did.
I wanted to make sure they wouldn't make another try at blowing up old Willow Lake.
Thanks to you, Mark, my work isn't ruined.
All right, get moving, Les. I'm taking you to the sheriff, along with Kip.
What did that letter from Jerry say, Mark? They coming back home soon?
In a few days, Scotty. Because Charlie was given another allowance to carry on with his experiments.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, and it'd be wonderful, too, if we could send all the criminals who destroy our natural resources for personal gain to jail along with Kip and Les.
Yes. I wish we had more men like Charlie, Mark. Men who experiment in the interest of conservation for the good of us all.
Mark, you seem in an awful hurry to get back to Lost Forest. Any trouble there?
Yes, Charlie. Lots of trouble.
Well, that's too bad. What's up?
Well, Scotty and I have been cooking our own meals while Cherry and her dad are away. And we've got a weekend full of trouble. Washing all the dirty dishes.
Mark is only kidding about that kind of trouble. Little does he know that real trouble awaits him when he returns to Lost Forest. The kind of trouble that ends in death. Tune in same time, same station on Monday. And find out what happens to Mark Trail!
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail! Remember to tune in then next Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley plays Mark Trail, and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Jack Bearfield, directed by Drex Hines. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.